Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
2 hours to go with my show, inside the 10 o'clock hour on The Fan. If you're not watching this Knicks game, I don't know exactly what you're doing right now. I don't know what anyone else in New York is doing right now. There is a timeout that has been called. It looked like Brunson and Nembhard collided. It looked like there was a foul on Nembhard, but also after the review, the ball looked like it went off of his left foot. I'm in here without the sound on, so I didn't exactly hear the call. Looking at the play-by-play, the last play was a New York Knicks timeout with 22 seconds, and it says Jalen Brunson lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover. That's Brunson's fourth turnover. I guess they didn't review it. I thought it potentially was going to get reviewed. It looked like Brunson was signaling for a review. They're showing it again. That clearly went off his foot, bro. There's no way. Oh, wow. And maybe it didn't. I guess the way that Brunson bounced it, it looked like off that bounce, it had to have hit his foot, but it didn't. So, man. You can't turn the ball over late. That's what I'm talking about. Making the right plays, the right decisions in winning time, crunch time. It changes. Let's see what happens. This is tough, especially when you're live on the radio. You don't want to jinx anything. You don't want to say anything. Knicks ball, DiVincenzo inbounds to Brunson. They don't want to foul him. Brunson, ball going the other way. What did they call right there? Oh, boy. He gets trapped. Looks like did he step out of bounds? Oh, no, he stepped out of bounds. I think they said he stepped out of bounds, and that's another turnover. Brunson right now. No, offensive foul. Okay. I'm watching the game with the sound off. Everybody's pointing at everybody. You can't tell what it is. But it's Pacers ball. And here we go, folks. 16 seconds. Clock running down. Knicks up 1, 118, 117. What is that call right there? Oh, my. Dante DiVincenzo. Well played. Hold on. Show the replay. Yeah, he's crafty right there. He just gets set up coming off the screen. Wow, well done. Moving screen. Let's see. Yeah, he leans in a little bit, and DiVincenzo plays into it, acts with a hell of a flop. 12 seconds left. That foul gets called on Miles turnover, or on Miles Turner, turnover. And, here we are, folks. It's the final countdown, the last 12 seconds here. So, the calls are wide open as we wait to see what happens in the Garden as this game will go final. If you don't know the number to dial, it's 877-337-6666. If you dial right now, there's a good chance that you're going to be one of the first five people in the queue, and you'll get on the show and say whatever you want to say about the Knicks, about the Yankees, And this is my opportunity to start talking about the Mets. So it is 4-3 right now in St. Louis as the Mets are looking to not lose four in a row, as the Mets are looking to seal the deal and get this win here in Busch Stadium against the Cardinals, who are 15-19 in last place. I'm trying to refresh here. Let's see. I think it's just the middle of the ninth, so we're just waiting for the Cardinals to come up in the bottom of the ninth, get those last three outs, and the Mets get a win. So what I was saying earlier in the show about the Mets, and if you've been listening to me, I know there's a lot of weirdo Mets fans that live online and think that, like, I live to hate the Mets or I live to troll the Mets. I don't. I really don't think about them, especially when I'm not at work. But I keep an eye on them. I watched that whole Christian Scott game, you know, with his family there, him making a debut, him being a Florida Gator, him being a Florida kid. I thought he did awesome. I think, you know, that's great. The future is bright. I even heard Tommy talk about how, you know, Steve Cohen got on Twitter to say, tough weekend in Tampa. It can be frustrating, but these are the ebbs and flows of a season. Prospect-wise, I love how aggressive we are promoting our young talent at all levels. There are lots of new names that make our future bright. LGM. It might make your future bright, but right now, nobody wants to hear that, bro. That makes fans pissed off right now. It is May. It's the first. We haven't even got through the first week of May. We don't want to hear, coming off a sweep, about prospects for the years that are so far down the line. I know I used to joke and say, Mets fans, they just got to wait a year. Back to school, and I hate it there. Everything I want, I got to wait a year. I feel like it's always kicking the can down the road. This is supposed to be a win-now era. This is supposed to be a World Series championship in 5 years, and the guy that said that is telling you after you get swept, oh, the future is bright. Like, how do you know I have a future? How do you know we're going to live to see that future? As I look at Steve Cohen in Madison Square Garden, he knows to pop up at these Knicks games. He knows to wear that blue and orange Mets hat at these Knicks games. The Knicks got it figured out right now. Their future is actually bright. We're hoping the future is bright with the Mets. But the whole thing I was saying about the Mets, they did not want to fall under 500, and they compete. As I look at the Yankees get struck out, have so many scoreless innings, that doesn't happen with the Mets. And for the Mets fans that wanted to punt on the season, when you watch these Mets games, you literally can't turn them off. I dubbed them the Make It Happen Mets in 2022. They were the Let It Happen Mets in 2023. I think they're in between this year. I think they still have some of that in their DNA from 2023, but I think they're more of 2022 with a cast of different characters that contribute more so than their core guys of Lindor, Alonso, McNeil, Nimmo. I mean, you're getting contributions out of guys like DJ Stewart tonight, Tyrone Taylor, Steele, that's going to do it. OG Anunoby dribbles it out, and the Knicks win game one, 121-117.
We are the New York Knicks. We ain't never looked sharper. With Hubert, Bonner, Gray, and Harper, it's the Knicks, and we're back on pace. Everyone's gearing up for the championship race, and the fans are going crazy, and they're doing it for a reason. Because 94 is the Knickerbocker season.
Maybe I'm on the outside not being a Knicks fan, but how come somebody hasn't remixed that song to make it a 2024 remix? You could take the same exact lyrics and just put the players on this team in and change the year to 2024.
You might have to do it yourself, and I think you can.
I know I could.
So do it.
But then I'll never be allowed back in Barclays Center, and Nets fans will absolutely disown me. I'm already hearing it enough because I've been kind of, you know, just down the middle playing this thing as not a Knicks hater. But, like, that's so easy to do. And, you know, like, if you are the guy listening right now that can rap, which I know everybody can't rap, especially with all this rap beef going on, I see everybody trying to pop up and rap. And there's a lot of you that I hear rap and I'm like, never again. If you can't flow, you can't flow. If you don't have rhythm, you don't have rhythm. But somebody listening is a diehard Knicks fan that has written a rap or two, and you just heard that song, which still gets played today, If you want a quick pop on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, take a night to just flip those lyrics to modern day times, record yourself, put the video out, and I'm sure Knicks fans are going to eat it up.
Somebody has to have done it, don't you think?
That's what I said. I'm like, maybe I'm on the outside.
We're probably just not looking in the right
place. Maybe I'm not up on it.
I'm sure somebody has done it on TikTok.
Exists. Yeah, maybe
this is out there.
It probably
just like hasn't blown up yet, but someone's definitely done something.
Send it to me, at Keith McPherson on all the social platforms. Send it to me and say, yo, dummy, this is done. Why didn't you hear this yet? Like, because you're such a Nets fan.
Because you personally can't do it, of course.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't do that. I've never actually rapped about the Nets. I wanted to. They broke my heart, man. You broke my heart. They broke my heart too many times. Just when I start to, like, feel good enough about the Nets to, like, you know, do something like that. Nah. What are we going to rap about now? Yordy Fernandez, Mikal Bridges, Ben Simmons. You guys saw Ben Simmons, right? Oh, man, now I got to do a Ben Simmons spiel before we get back to the phones. 877-337-6666. I see you guys calling. I see Nick getting on the phone. I see the names popping up. Ben Simmons, no shame in his game. What a character the Brooklyn Nets decided to bring in. What an absolute clown. I know you guys, if you use the internet, because it's been out there for about 4 hours, I know you guys saw Ben Simmons showed up in New York at the Met Gala. They have it here in New York. Ben Simmons popped out in New York with a big-ass cloak and a suitcase with a clock on it. Some red sunglasses. He looks like a villain from Batman. This guy has no shame in his game. He doesn't play. I see people trolling him online. They said the length of the Met Gala red carpet was 210 minutes. The time that Ben Simmons spent on an NBA court this season was 165 minutes. You know why I've disowned the Brooklyn Nets? You know why I can't stand the Brooklyn Nets? I was right here in this studio on Carton and Roberts with Craig and Evan, as soon as we heard that James Harden wanted out and there was a potential for them to strike a deal with Daryl Morey and the Sixers. I said a few things. That clip is on the internet. That clip still exists. I said, you don't take that deal without Tyrese Maxey. Now look what Tyrese Maxey looks like. Could you imagine if the Nets had Tyrese Maxey? The Knicks wouldn't have faced him in the first round. I also said, Ben Simmons is not going to work. He's not going to play here. He didn't play in Philadelphia. He's not going to be able to handle it here. My neck and my back. This guy's got some type of injury. It's either his back or his knee or an eyelash. He comes back for one game, has a triple-double, something like that, gets hurt in the same game. He partially cost the Nets head coach, Jacques Vaughn, his job. Because Jacques Vaughn, in preseason training camp, is thinking that he could put this team together and bank on Ben Simmons being healthy, because Ben Simmons put out some videos of him working out like he was ready to go. Here comes Ben Simmons. He's healthy. He's ready to give it his all. Please, I'm so done with the fact, like, Ben Simmons is the highest paid player on your team. This guy's got a $177 million contract. He does not play, and he does not care. The fact that you can show up looking like Doctor Strange mixed with the Riddler, mixed with the Joker, Penguin, you look like a Marvel Batman villain showing up to the Met Gala representing the Brooklyn Nets. No other Brooklyn Nets were invited. Not too many athletes even get invited to this. This guy's got a big-ass Flava Flav clock on a suitcase. Are you kidding me? That's really, the team. That's the team I root for. That's the team that I root for. And they, like, come on.
I really don't think he wants to be a basketball player at all.
No.
He's definitely.
He wants to be a model.
Yeah, exactly. So
when I
be
saw
a model.
Him,
you
when
you
I
don't
saw
do
him,
anything on the court anyway.
Bro, hang it up. Retire. And we got to go through this nonsense again, because they're not going to cut ties with him. Nobody's going to take him in a trade. So Brooklyn Nets fans have to deal with this, and I knew it from the beginning. I'm like, Sean Marks should be fired. And I hate to call for people's jobs, but he's the only GM in New York that has had this many opportunities to mess up and start over again. You messed up big time, bro. You messed up huge for Brooklyn Nets fans. You gave up Caris LeVert and Jared Allen, who we loved, homegrown. You gave them up for James Harden. And we said, all right, because nobody's going to stop Harden, KD, and Kyrie, a big three. Those guys, those are three of the top 15 players in the NBA at the time. There's no way we're losing. And then when Harden was upset because Kyrie wasn't in the lineup and KD was hurt, and Harden was like, I didn't come here to carry. If I was going to carry a team, I would have stayed in Houston, where they got the restaurants that I like and strip clubs that I like and mansion that I bought. I don't even like living up here in New York. It's too many people. It's cold. It's hella traffic. Everything's super expensive. You let James Harden force his way out, and in return, you took on Ben Simmons' contract. The only people that would even entertain that were the stupid-ass Brooklyn Nets. It pains me, man. They ruined it for a lot of us. All the Nets podcast creators just cease and desist. Our podcast went to shambles. There's no point. All the Nets content creators, all these young guys that started doing YouTube and vlogs as the Nets had superstars, they're left with nothing. But Ben Simmons, that's the superstar on the team. And it goes hand in hand with the Knicks and the Knicks celebration. I'm giving this to you guys because I know there's Knicks fans like, ha ha. Yeah, we didn't get KD and Kyrie. You dodged one. You dodged one. You absolutely dodged one. And look at the team that you have. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Good, minus that Ben Simmons, Brooklyn Nets nonsense. Like, he literally makes a mockery out of the Brooklyn Nets. This guy literally is a joke. The Nets employ him. He's made so much money being a Brooklyn Net. So dumb.
So, first of all, the Knicks game. That ending of the game, you know, it's all, that was really sloppy. It actually reminded me of, you know, like, it was just a trash NBA, like, the two trash teams fighting each other. But obviously, they're playoff teams that every, my mother was, like, watching the game with me. She barely even watched me. She's like, so many stoppages, so all this. Was laughing at DiVincenzo flop that he had.
County.
Got to do any, yeah, he got to do anything to anything for the W. And I just I want to say with Brunson, I did doubt him at the beginning. That I didn't think he could just, like, when he just throws up these wild shots and nail it, but this guy's, like, invincible. And, like, obviously he's not Michael Jordan, but the numbers are there, and they really can go all the way.
I said going into the playoffs, there's nobody that can check him. There's no defense for him. The Sixers had it figured out a little bit the first two games, but I said tonight before the game started, Brunson is rolling now. You can't stop him from scoring 35 to 45 points. I don't care who you send at him. And no, he's not Michael Jordan, but he's like something we've never seen. He's barely 6'2", if that. He just, I don't know, man. I marvel at him. He doesn't make sense to me. Like, it doesn't make sense to me that this guy is this good. Like, where he was drafted, where he was projected to be. Like, they slept on him all this time, and he's the best player on the Knicks. They're the number two seed. And again, you see late in the games, he made mistakes. You see, late in the games, they find a way. They overcome. They pulled that victory out. And the national narrative, going back to what I said in my open, the national narrative doesn't want to give them credit for what we've seen now for weeks. The national narrative is, oh, the refs. Oh, the refs did it. I see Funhouse back after this put stars of the game, and it's a picture of Jalen Brunson and the official. Micah Parsons is tweeting out, I swear to God, the refs ruined games. Like, bro, like, that's what people are saying now.
And it was also at the end of fourth quarter, a few minutes left, you know, the Pacers were also getting a few foul calls. But with the Knicks, that they doubled the turnovers of the Pacers. They had 14 turnovers, the Pacers had 7 turnovers, and they still came out with the win, right? It didn't need to go to overtime, took care of business with the double turnovers. And this series do you think the series is going to be easier than Philly?
I don't think any series is easy, but I think that first game, winning that first game like that, is demoralizing for the Pacers. They were up. I mean, that you lose a game like that, and you start thinking about, oh, we can't win in New York, we can't win in the Garden, the refs. That's a demoralizing first loss. The Pacers very well could be up 1-0 in this series, but it played into the Knicks' hands and exactly how they played. Thanks for the call, Josh. I got to go to the box score and see, what was the largest lead? Was it 9 that the Pacers had? Correct, Keith. The Pacers had a 9-point lead, and they had it late.
It does not matter. The Knicks will outlast you. It does not matter how many points you score from your bench. The Knicks can literally beat you. They can beat you with 4 points from their bench. Brian is in Marlboro, New Jersey. Brian, you're on the Fan.
Keith, I spoke to you earlier. I said JB was Captain Clutch, and I think he was. I think he proved my point. I mean, who do you want to have the ball when the game is on the line?
Yeah, and I stand corrected. They scored 3 points from the bench. McBride had 0. Mitchell Robinson had 2. Precious Achiuwa had 1. And, yes, 43 from Brunson. They can't stop him. He hit all his free throws, 100% from the free throw line. He didn't hit that 3 till late in the game, but, boy, was it a big 3. He doesn't make sense to me. He's a plus 12 on the game. He had 6 assists, 6 rebounds. For him to be his size, as he's usually the smallest guy on the floor, he's the most dominant guy on the floor.
And you can see, you know, they can block him, but, man, when he's 14 for 14 from the free throw line, when he's just ice-cold demeanor, when everything's on the line, I mean, that's the guy you want. That's the guy you want, Keith.
He's a closer. That's what the NBA is
that's
built on.
That's what I said, a closer.
He is, like, there were so many years where I'm like, the Nets don't have a closer. You can't win games in the NBA without having a guy that you can give the ball to at the end of the game and feel like, oh, this guy's either going to make the shot, draw the foul, or make...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The right decision, right pass. That's what Brunson does 90% of the time.
And this is going to be a wild series. They're incredibly better matched up with us than the Sixers were. And, you know, but ultimately, he's a winner, and I just don't see him losing. And you want him to have the ball, and that's it. And that's what Jordan had, and that's what other guys have had. You know, that's that indistinguishable quality that you just can't buy.
Thanks for the call, Brian. I'm looking at this box score, and I've been following the game the whole game and talking to y'all. Bro, I was calling for DiVincenzo to step up. I was calling for OG Anunoby to step up. Man, DiVincenzo went from having 4 points in the first half, to finishing with 25. And he might have had the biggest play of the game drawing that foul. I don't care what you say. You could say a flop. You could say the officials had their back. In real time, they have to make that call. And they did. And that's a huge play. You tip your cap to Dante DiVincenzo being crafty in real time. You heard me on the air say, oh, OG Anunoby had some big plays late. He didn't. He was the only. I called him out. I said, you're the only starter that's not in double digits. We need something here in the fourth. He was there. Josh Hart. Say whatever you guys want about Josh Hart. I think people talk down on him outside of here. You even heard Jimmy Butler's stupid ass mention Josh Hart. Come on. Josh Hart, even though I even say his offensive game, it just, he needs to have like more moves and shots in his offensive game that he practices, that he feels like he can make the shot. There's too many times he misses shots where I'm like, do you practice that shot? Like the famous Patrick Ewing rant. He comes out there and gives you 24 points, 3 steals, 8 assists, of course, 13 rebounds. These guys can't rebound with the Knicks. Can I see the team stats? 877-337-6666. I got to get back to you guys, but let me just look at the rebounds. 40-32. I don't even need to look at the stats. I can watch the game. So all the talk about the Pacers bench, all the points scored from the Pacers bench, it still didn't matter. The over hits by a lot. Zeke is in Naugatuck. Zeke, you're on the Fan.
Yo, what's up, Keith?
What's up?
Oh, my, that was the craziest game ever, man.
And another win. You're getting used to these nail biters. You're getting used to these games coming down to the last seconds.
Bro, yeah, every Knicks game is just tight to the end, you know? It's insane.
It's their style of play. They have to play that kind of game.
Exactly, bro. And then, whatchamacallit, at the end, they were playing a little sloppy. Brunson, a few plays out of bounds. But they came up with it.
Couple turnovers here and there. It's going to happen. But all in all, TWTW, the will to win. In winning time, on their floor, they do enough to get the win. More than not.
Yeah, exactly, bro. And what were with the calls? The refs, some bad calls over there. What do you think?
So what? There are bad calls on both sides. The Knicks will be the first ones to...
So leaning a little, you know?
But hey, sometimes it works in your favor, sometimes it doesn't. I said this in the beginning of the game. I said the officials always play a part. I said people are going to call and say, stop complaining about the officials. I complain about the officials more than any other host because the level of play doesn't match the level of officiating. They're going to make mistakes just the same way players make mistakes. You just hope that you're on the right side of things, and the Knicks have been. I mean, they also haven't been.
Yeah, Keith, I got a rhetorical question for you.
Okay.
What would this series look like if Julius Randle was there?
I don't know. I think the Knicks would look... it would have been Knicks in 5 or a sweep in the first round. And I think the Knicks would look even more dominant because you add 25-10 and a bully in Julius Randle. I don't know. But then there's also another side of it. I've said this. They are different without Julius Randle. And you don't want to talk down on Julius Randle while he's not here, but everything happens for a reason. This is Brunson's show. And then any night, it can be DiVincenzo or Hart who steps up as a secondary scorer. But this is a team. I had to cough right there. Julius Randle, a lot of times, wants to do things his way. He wants to stop the ball. He wants to chuck up a 3. Man, these guys pass the ball. These guys give it up. They know it's Brunson, ultimately, who's going to take the most shots and lead the way. But, like, this is Brunson being Brunson without having to get the ball to Julius Randle. We don't know what this would look like. In theory, we think they would be better. But I think a lot of this is their identity having to evolve and change once they lost Julius. And this is who they are now. And they're pretty damn good.
That's right. One more question. Do you really think with how they're playing now, they could beat the Celtics? Is that how it would end up?
No, stop that, Zeke. Thanks for the call. I said earlier today, you Knicks fans, stop looking down the road. Finish your food. Finish what's on your plate. Congrats. You are up 1 game. Congrats. You could have damn sure lost that game. There was a 9-point lead late in that game. And the Pacers right now are in their locker room like, we had them. We had them. The damn refs, Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo. We had them. So that can be demoralizing. Take the next game. Don't worry about the Celtics. Because there's a good chance that the Celtics sweep. So what the Knicks got to do is try to sweep, which I don't think you're going to be able to sweep going to Indiana. 877-337-6666. You got that one tonight. And the national narrative is going to be, oh, the refs helped them out. Like I just saw our very own Andrew Perloff, next door from what was formerly CBS Radio, now Infinity Sports Network, Andrew Perloff put out a tweet. Where's this Perloff tweet so I can read it and not put it out there verbatim? This is a salty Philadelphia 76ers fans. He said, the NBA is not messing around with all the stars gone. Got to keep that NYC team in the playoff field. And it's got the clip of DiVincenzo and Miles Turner, and DiVincenzo bouncing off of Miles Turner like it was a cutback block. Rich is in Sparta. Nick, Rich, you're on the fan.
There we go. Hey, what's good, my man?
I'm in. Listen, bro. You know, a great win.
I hear you, man. A great win. And the fact that the Pacers, you know, for lack of a better term, won the pace, won the tempo, won X amount of things, but the Knicks still gritted it out. It seemed like when they needed it, they got it. And like you said, it doesn't matter about Brunson. Brunson's going to get his. The other guys are stepping up when they need to step up. With Anunoby, is this team beatable? I mean, I'm not going to go that far. But what I want to say is, can the Knicks let the Pacers for 6-7 games dictate the pace and the tempo and just say down the stretch, Brunson, do it?
Yeah, they
can
did
do that in Minnesota with that guy Ant-Man. That guy Ant-Man could do it because he's going to get his points within the offense. Mm-hmm. He's not going to force anything. And it just seems to me sometimes Brunson is forced to make things happen.
Because he,
so
well,
it's a bit easier for Ant to get his.
Yeah, Ant-Man's, you know, got a way better supporting cast of scorers.
Exactly.
And guys that have size and experience.
And they stretch out the floor.
Yeah, it's different. I'm watching them right now, and I've been watching them early on, and everybody's talking about Ant-Man now. But Naz Reid from my area, shout out to Naz Reid.
Sixth man of the year, baby. He should be sixth man of the year.
He should get some love.
Kyle Anderson.
Say that again.
I'm a big Naz guy. Shout out to 11.
Yeah, slow-mo Kyle Anderson. Is he with them? Yeah, I'm looking at him right now. And he's from North Bergen. Obviously, they got Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns and some of these other guys. Man, they've got a good team. It's different.
And what I could tell, and not to cut you off, my friend.
You're good.
One thing that Ant got right now is he has that leadership in Mike Conley. Mike Conley is so underrated on what he brings to that team. So here's what I'm saying. I don't want to look past game two, but imagine if Devin Booker and Brunson can feed off each other the way
I got to let you go, Rich. You Knicks fans. You Knicks fans crack me up. These Knicks fans.
Yeah, one game at a time.
Yeah, you Knicks fans go from, oh, I don't know how we're going to play with the Pacers. They got a deep bench. They run a fast pace. They score a lot. Hey Keith, you think we could beat the Celtics? Hey Keith, how are we gonna look with Devin Booker? Hey Keith, how will we look with Julius Randle? Like, bruh, let's just deal.
Next thing you know, they're gonna be saying, "You think we could repeat next year?" Thinking they already won this year.
They're gonna be like, "You think we're going back to back champs? You think we can win the finals back to back years?" Keith, where are you gonna be partying during the parade? Keith, I got you on a beer at the parade. What bar are you going to be at? 877-337-6666. I see the calls coming in as the Knicks pull off that game, and that's another one of those just like, bro, they should have lost that game. The ball bounced their way. The ball didn't bounce their way. They could have fumbled it. But all in all, they do what they got to do to get the win in winning time, crunch time. They outlast those guys. It does not matter what your bench scores. All five of our starters in double digits. And the type of game that they play, type of basketball they play, that plays into their hands in the Garden. That as the Pacers are demoralized off of that first one. They thought that they had a win. They thought they were rolling. They had plenty of opportunity. I can't wait to watch the postgame. I got to turn to MSG. I don't care to watch this first half of the Minnesota-Denver series. Let's take a break here. I see Brooklyn on the line. Jason and Roscoe out in Brooklyn. You guys will be first. Keith McPherson on the fan, taking your calls and reaction to the Knicks win over the Pacers. You could say they stole that one. You could say the refs helped them out. All I know is in a series where you need to win four games, the Knicks are the first to win the first one, 121-117. KM to AM returns right after this. New York City! The New York Knicks are legit. They can cry about the officiating. They can cry about one call that doesn't determine the entire game, but that game played into the hands of the New York Knicks, exactly how they win games. 877 337-6666. Keith McPherson on the fan. We're going to get right back to the phones. Something that I came across during the break, Jalen Brunson has dropped 210 points in his last five playoff games. That's the most over a five-game span in the playoffs since Michael Jordan in 1993. He's not Michael Jordan. He's just playing like Michael Jordan when Michael Jordan was dominating and winning championships. And everybody was looking at Michael Jordan like the best player ever. What about Jalen Brunson? Don't sleep. What about Jalen Brunson that they told you the Knicks overpaid for, that they told you he wasn't an all-star? He's an all-star now. Oh, and speaking of all-star, Tyrese Halliburton was an all-star starter over him this year. I get it. The game was in Indiana. The Pacers hosted it. But where was Tyrese Halliburton tonight? He played 36 minutes. He was 2-6. What happened? Wally Szczerbiak in the post game. I'm waiting for you to say something. I got the sound off because I'm on the radio. But Tyrese Halliburton was held to 6 points. He had 3 turnovers. He was a minus 12. What happened? 877-337-6666. Jason's in Brooklyn on the fan. Go for it, Jay.
Yo, how you doing? I'm so happy with that win right there. Actually, not to believe this, I had some good money riding on the Knicks winning by 4 points. When he got fouled for those 2 shots, I was like, oh, he better hit those, keep up the stats 100%. And he did. Brunson on fire, another 40 points.
Young man, what
stop
do you,
him.
What do you mean you had some good money riding on the I'm just messing
with you. Oh, you know, I'm kidding.
Yeah, they win by 4. If Tyrese Halliburton has more than 6 points, maybe it's a different game.
That's right. They shut him down. And you know what everyone's crying to you? They're saying, oh, the Knicks got lucky. The ball fell into their hands, the officiating. But that's okay. They still won the game. And if this is how they win, this is how they're winning every game. You can still win, even if you get lucky.
It's not new for anybody that has watched the Knicks all season. It's new for the outside audience coming in that hasn't watched the Knicks, and they're like, oh, second round, I got to watch the Knicks Pacers. Oh, what the hell? The officials won that game for them. No, they played that game and won that game in the last minute or two the way they've done a bunch of times. That is winning
exactly.
Time.
This is how they roll. This is how they do it.
Mm-hmm. I've seen them do this a bunch of times. It's in their DNA. It's how they plan to win games. Okay, you go up by 9. We got time left.
Exactly. And like you're saying, this is a big loss for the Pacers. You know, they could have won. That would have been bad for New York. But now, giving them the lead and then coming back, that's big. That's really big. I'm so happy that they were able to make that.
Jason, make sure you gamble responsibly or don't gamble at all, young man. See what I'm saying? Thanks for the call, Jason. How old do you think Jason is or was or is right now, Nick? You think Jason is over? You think he's legally allowed to buy a beer? I don't think he can buy a beer.
My guess would be no.
You called and screened him in. He might not even be 18. But he said, I got good money riding on the Knicks by 4. I don't mean to laugh because it's not a laughing matter. This is the world we're living in. These kids are watching the Knicks in the playoffs like, come on, baby. 877-337-6666. Roscoe's out in Brooklyn on the fan. Go for it, Roscoe.
Keith, what up? Tell me something cool, man. What's up with that? They don't let you rock no more with that?
Nah, it was a John Sterling thing, honestly. It was created for John to throw to me.
I mean,
and
it's so empty without you though.
There's some other things. There's a BetQL thing. There's some other things.
I don't want to hear about you betting, man. I like tell me something cool, man. That was dope.
I tell you guys something cool every night.
I know, but I listen to the games on the radio, man, and I was so quick. Like, that was something different, like, for the...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Generation that really didn't know the Yankees, you know what I mean?
And yeah.
It also, you know, it gave you a little bit of history that you might have not known, you know, because it was...
I wrote all of the Tell Me Something Cool, so everything that was said was something that I knew. But
Susan play herself. She loved to be on that mic. She's a mic
chill. I don't need to be in the Yankees pregame show. I was for a little bit, man.
Don't doubt yourself. Like, you doubting yourself on it? Like,
They don't need me, and it was a John Sterling thing, right? John would say, hey, Keith, tell me something cool, and that's how I kind of envisioned it when we pitched it. And I thought
it was going to be something, even if not with John, even Susan. Hey, Susan. Yeah, even if she would have said it, like, it would have sounded
all right, now that now you say now, Keith. Watch, I bet I get an email or we have some conversations about bringing it back.
Yeah, man, Keith,
tell me something cool, sponsored by Roscoe from Brooklyn.
They didn't cut the check, right, Keith? That's what it was. And you got little, man. Like, anything helps right now. But anyway, that was a big
I'm changing diapers trying to tell him something cool.
listen, I'm done with it, dogs. I got four. I'm done. My daughter's potty trained. We good.
God bless.
No more diapers ever again. Yo, listen, real quick. It's going to be a problem, though, with that bench, man. And 36-3, Keith, that's troubling something.
No, it was like 40-something-3. It was not even. Was crazy.
That's crazy. And you know what's crazy, though? Obi Toppin. Shout out to you, baby boy. That's why we got rid of you. We don't need that. We don't need all that between the legs. You the big MVP. Oh, now, Keith Hall, I'm out of here.
He got that off. Thanks for the call, Roscoe. Shout out to Obi Toppin and his family from Brooklyn. Obi's out there coming down the lane with the Dunker's Delight Jr. Through the legs. Heem. For what, bro? We don't need all that is correct. It didn't lead to a win. That's not a 4-point dunk. Man, all in all, yeah, I'll tell you something cool. Something cool about the Knicks. If you're a fan of these Knicks, You always got to believe. And there's fans that don't believe, but then you watch a game like that, and then you start to overbelieve. You start to dream of Devin Booker. You start to dream of beating the Celtics. The Knicks fans, there's so many Knicks fans. I know some of y'all just don't know how to act right now, but you're up 1-0 in the second round. Three wins to get in the next 2 weeks, and you advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's real life. Kobe in Brooklyn. Everybody from Brooklyn calling a fan in New York.
I say, Brooklyn, what up? We're just taking over, but
BK, before all day.
I get to, you know it, baby. Hey, before I get to my next point, I was at the Yankee home opener with my dad, first one I've ever been able to attend, and I saw you at the Bleacher Deli, and you were just getting swarmed by too many dudes, and I wanted to dab you up, but just respect for you for hanging out at the only place that. You got to hang out before a Yankee game.
Yeah, I've been doing that for years, bro. Yeah. Not for nothing. It's just the spot is so hot, and, like, I can't even kick it with the gang. Like, there's people out there that I've been seeing for 6, 7, 8 years. Now I got to take selfies. It's fine, but I'm like, it was never like this back here. It got way too popular, bro.
Well, no, and honestly, that's the only reason that I didn't come up, because you were getting swarmed. And to your point, like, I went there for the first time in high school.
Right.
First time I went, I didn't even get to the back room. They were handing out Coors Light cans and Styrofoam cups, and we would just chill on the street with it. Like, that's how my first interaction was with that place. But again, much
Streets
respect
is
for
done.
Chilling there. I
shout
just
out
want to shout
to the family,
like,
La Bodega family, Juan, Dory, love y'all, Bleacher Creatures. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
It's the best. No, but no, with the Knicks, like, first off, I know you're a Net fan, and I know it can't be – you know, too comfortable for you dabbing up the Knicks in any respect. But I know you appreciate how hard they hustle. I know you appreciate the brand of basketball that these guys play. They literally are not out of any game that they play.
Can't hate on them. Can't knock the hustle.
No, you can't. And again, I'm a Knicks fan for life. And I have never felt this connected to this team. I mean, I followed him through the Marbury years, through the ugliness. This just feels so good. And I know they got limitations. I know that the shortness of the bench is going to be a problem. I would have loved to have seen Precious more, but man, the defensive effort, the nonstop hustle, I have every reason to feel that this team can not only beat the Pacers, but, and again, I'm not going to go, you know, too out of my lane here. But this team can at least give the Celtics a shot. And I'm just excited to see where this thing goes, man. I'm so hyped for this team.
Thanks for the call, Kobe. Appreciate the storytelling. I like when you guys call and give some of the listeners like real life stories of running into me. I'm outside. I'm around. And I don't mind taking pictures. I don't mind whooping it up with people. But I think it was like on the whole on opening day, Yankee Stadium is obviously always mobbed. But I think last time I pulled up to the bodega, I know where the bathrooms are. And I had to tell somebody I drive from Jersey. So a lot of times I'm in the car for like an hour. I got to pee. So when I come through, I'm like, yeah, I'll take a selfie. I'll say what's up. I give everybody time. But I'm like, can I go to the bathroom first? And they're like, oh, yo. I'm like, no. I'm like, yo, I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the bathroom first. And then when I come back, I'm not even dapping you up because I'm like, yo, I got to go inside to wash my hands. There's nowhere to wash my hands. But back to the Knicks, yeah. It does not matter who I root for. It doesn't matter if I was a Bulls fan. It doesn't matter if I was a Supersonics fan. It doesn't matter if I was a Washington Bullets fan. I'm a basketball fan. I've always loved the game. And I'm a fan of this group of Knicks, these guys, what they represent, how they play the game, how they play in the post game, how they are unfazed, bro. Every game comes down to the last seconds. And they win more than not. They step up. They make the plays more than not. They don't crumble in the moment. The moment is never too big for them. So that does give you faith that they can beat the Pacers. I honestly think, like I said in my open, like you're facing Joel Embiid, the reigning MVP. You're facing Nick Nurse, who has a championship ring. You're facing Tyrese Maxey, who's one of the up-and-coming superstars with a cast of role players that are veterans in the game. That might have been the tougher test. Here we are. The Knicks outlast the Pacers. I don't care if you want to give it to the refs. I don't care if you want to pat anybody on. It's a win. They win games. They find ways to win. That's all it's about in the playoffs. First to win four games. Let's go to Noah in Manhattan. Noah, tell me something, man. You were at the game?
Yeah, I was at the game tonight. And I want to know how Jalen Brunson is being compared to any other garbage guards in the East and in the whole league. Like, Tyrese Halliburton had, what, 8 points tonight?
Six.
I remember.
He didn't even reach. He was trash. He had nothing going. All-star.
And he's supposedly a ball distributor, but he had, like, what, also six assists? I don't understand. I don't understand how he's being compared to Damian Lillard. He got bounced in the first round. I don't understand. He wasn't even top three in the MVP.
Listen, man, none of that matters now. What matters now is who's proving it on the floor. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. I'm going to read you some stuff about JB. He's different.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the Knicks, I mean, they just have heart. They have an identity. Like, their team is just different than everyone else. And I mean, like, the Pacers, they're young, but like, Nova. Like, we have Nova.
Yeah.
They have Nova.
You have championship pedigree in your DNA. You have kids that won multiple championships at Villanova. The moment is not too big for them. They're going to keep finding ways to win. They understand what it takes. Thanks for the call, Noah. Like, in the NCAA March Madness tournament, you don't get to lose a game. You don't get an opportunity to blow a game. So to look at these three kids from Villanova, and I remember their runs, and I remember how they played. That's why, hey, Brooklyn Nets, do the right thing. Trade Mikal Bridges to these guys. Reunite Mikal Bridges with his brothers, man. Don't have him stuck with Ben Simmons in Brooklyn. But anyway, back to the Knicks. These guys have it in their DNA. I keep telling you, I read, you know, Jay Wright said that these guys have no fear of failure. So when the game is like that tight and the minutes are, they're not thinking about losing. They're thinking, we're going to win. We're going to find a way to win. DiVincenzo, flop, count it. Jalen Brunson doesn't hit a three until you really need one. You know, OG Anunoby, Joshua. I don't have to tell you guys watch the game. Believe. I talk to so many of you that don't believe. Even game 6, I'm taking calls. I'm like, stop that. I got to hang up the phone on you. Now, don't believe to the point where you're already talking about where you're going to be partying after they have the parade, but believe that they can get it done. Jimmy Butler is a clown. Oh, my, I can't. Jimmy Buckets with the pigtails. What is this from? I'm like, this isn't, I'm thinking Jimmy trolls Celtics and Nick. So this is old, but like, even the way Jimmy did his whole emo hair and he's always talking. Now, MSG in the post game is showing Pat Riley saying, if you're not playing, shut your mouth. Randy in the Bronx, talk to me. You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
You know.
All I can say is it's a great win. Like, every single night. And I don't get to watch him right now because all I have is Wi-Fi.
You can listen on the other station. I know it's on TNT.
I went through every station. Like, me and my wife did the same thing. We tried to find everything.
Oh, maybe they don't have the call on local radio now because it's the second round.
Right, but I tried one of...
it's not on ESPN?
...stations and not one of them were on, and I live in the Bronx. But yeah. Anyway, the reason I called... Listen... The Knicks, they have a lot of heart. And when I hear these Knicks fans calling up and whining about this and wanting to get that player next year, don't worry about next year. We're in now.
Yeah.
This is our time.
Stay in the moment. Why wouldn't you want to live in the moment? You don't get to live in moments like this. This team is special. They're different. And everybody keeps saying they have heart. Pun intended, they have Josh Hart and I Hart, and they play like that.
Oh, true.
They don't back down. They're not afraid in the moment. They were down 9 points. The Pacers bench outscored them by like 40 points.
Yeah, I looked at the stats. I was like, oh, my God. But we outboarded them.
Right. They can't rebound with them.
We get lucky in some calls, maybe. But that's how they play.
Man, that's basketball. That's the whole NBA. Everybody has to get lucky here or there. Like, sometimes it doesn't work in your favor, but it did tonight. Thanks for the call, Randy. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to say that the call was on the other station. I assumed it was, but... It wasn't, the game wasn't on MSG. I think in the second round, maybe you can get a call on like Sirius NBA radio. Maybe ESPN doesn't get the rights to it. As I know, MSG doesn't get the rights to broadcast the game. It's just on TNT. I don't have TNT at the crib either. Honestly, I was thinking about that. I'm like, well, luckily I got a show tonight where I can watch the game here. The next game, I think the Yankees play. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll be watching the game at the stadium. I'm sure they'll have it somewhere at Yankee Stadium. I know as soon as we went into a rain delay yesterday at Yankee Stadium, they had that Rangers game on with the quickness. I heard, oh, I'm like, oh, they got the Rangers game on right away. They didn't hesitate to put the Rangers right on the TV. I get it. I understand. It is a good time in New York to be a New York sports fan. The Knicks get the win in game one of the second round. Over the Pacers, Wally Szczerbiak gets to look at Tyrese Halliburton and say, yeah, where were you tonight? 6 points. You were an all-star over Jalen Brunson. You are not in Jalen Brunson's league. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. And for the rest of the night, we are going to take calls on the New York Knicks getting the win. And Mets fans, if you want to chime in about your 4-3 victory over the Cardinals, you can do so as well. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.